on maynard.com.au. Hey, you! And now, live and direct from very near where Maynard parked his V-dub last night.
Uh-oh!
It's Sunday Afternoon Fever.
Already?
It's the radio show for the 90s, 3 years late. So get down in your underpants and pray to the church of the funky chicken. And stay Velcro to your radio for the next 4 hours. Look out! It's Sunday Afternoon Fever.
And this afternoon, we've got all sorts of things coming your way. We go behind the scenes of The Late Show when they broadcast in Sydney last night. We speak to Yeah Yeah and Kim Wilde live on the show. What does Kim Wilde sound like? Well, she sounds a bit like this.
Two films have in common? Well, they're both incredibly successful and they both feature incredibly successful caps. Darth Vader's buddies that wore the black caps. Pretty stunning, hey? We drew on these two films for inspiration to produce the Triple J flat cap, available in the two Triple J colours of black and the Triple J McTartan. Available at all good clothing shops and ABC centres and shops across Australia.
Hello.
Hello, is that Fred Sinatra?
Yes, hello, Maynard.
Hello, boy, you recognise me straight off the bat there. Must be the accent, Fred.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, how's things going in the Sinatra household this week? You had a holiday, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we enjoyed ourselves for the day. Got away, it was beautiful.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that, Fred.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, now, did you know the big news that Australia has got the Olympics for the year 2000?
Yes, we heard about it and we're very happy.
Oh, good. And did you see me in the footage celebrating?
Unfortunately, we didn't.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, I was one of the people in the crowd. I thought maybe you'd seen my hat or something moving around.
I don't doubt it. Many people might have seen you.
Hey, did you take your groovy Cadillac on the trip when you went on holiday?
Why, sure.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Hey, tell me, how many miles to the gallon do you get with a huge car like that anyway?
Believe it or not, I get very good miles. I get between 15 and 16 miles to a gallon.
15 to 16 miles a gallon. That's really good. That's just only slightly better than my Volkswagen.
Is that right?
That's right, yeah. It's a thirsty Volkswagen I've got, Fred.
Oh, well, I tell you, Maynard, this is beautiful. You've been in it. It's a smooth ride.
Oh, it's a smooth car. I mean, I don't think very safe. If you ran into anything, you probably wouldn't know it's so big.
Correct.
Very safe. Is Millie around at all, Fred?
Yes, Maynard. Here she is. You got the wrong Sinatra, Maynard.
Okay, put the wrong Sinatra on.
Right.
That was Fred, the almost right Sinatra.
Hello,
Millie. How are you?
Fine, Maynard. How are you?
Hey, how excited would you be about Australia getting the year 2000 Olympics?
The 2000 Olympics?
Yeah.
When does that start?
It starts in the year 2000.
Oh, the year 2000.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you can't really start it earlier, or else it'll be the 1998 Olympics, wouldn't it?
Are you going to be around for the year 2000?
Well, I hope I will be, Millie. At the moment, I'm setting my watch for it, so I guess I probably will be.
So am I.
Ah, right. Now, I've got a bit of a question here from you, from Anne-Marie, my producer. You know, you are the consultant to her fashion life, Millie.
Oh, yes.
I mean, she did the stuff about the eyes for the rise, and she's never had puffy eyes since. And what she wants to know is, when she goes out, she wants to know what she can do to improve her cleavage.
Oh, tell her to wear those push-up bras, the Boutier bras.
Oh, you know, the Wonder Bras?
Yeah, it's a one-piece. It goes down to your waist. It's a Boutier. It pulls up your bust.
Oh.
And boy, you look like you're Dolly Parton.
Oh, really? Do these work?
Yeah, it does work.
And so are there many people...
I got news for you. Even if you have nothing, it'll look like you have a lot.
Do you know everybody's twisting, Millie?
Everybody's twisting?
Yeah, it starts with him going, well, starts with him even singing like that.
Oh, yeah?
They had to have something. It's acknowledged as being his worst song.
Oh, that's good. Everybody is twisting today.
I know. They probably look. Hey, while you're all twisting there,
I'm twisting right now.
You're all twisting. The whole family's twisting.
I know. We're all twisting.
Hey, I think we better play that song. Have we got the right twisting Sinatras in Las Vegas?
You've got the wrong twisting Sinatra.
Love you, Millie.
I love you, Maynard.
Well, they have to have something new, a dance to do for recreation. So, someone started twisting. A cat who was really hep put down a step, a new gyration soon. All the kids were twisting. It didn't take long before the grown-ups were trying it. Who's who was buying it all over town? You'll see them a-squirming and a-worming and a-twisting around. It spread like a forest blaze, became a craze that rocked the nation now. Everybody's twisting. Dance to do for recreation. So someone started twisting, and a cat who was really happy put down a step, a new gyration soon. All the kids were twisting. No, it didn't take long before the grown-ups were tying it. Who's who was buying it all over town? You'll see them a-squirming and a-worming and a-twisting around. It spread like a forest blaze, became a craze that rocked the nation now. Everybody's twisting. There is a hopping and a stopping and a flopping, sacroiliacs a-popping. Everybody's twisting.
That's right. It's upon us once again. The amazing phenomenon of daylight savings has started in Tasmania. So you hear me say an hour later in Tasmania. But of course, as we all know, if you're actually listening in Adelaide or you're listening in Perth, it's not an hour later in Tasmania because it's a different time altogether. But it doesn't matter because you're not living in Tasmania. See, this is just the start of the confusion that's going to get cooking once we get daylight savings underway. Talk about confusion. The mail this week, I was inundated with Barry Manilow merchandise. People sent me Barry Manilow books, posters, wrote in asking why. I don't know. I mean, he cancelled his promotional visit of Australia due to a nose problem or something. And, well, what, why are people so obsessed with Barry Manilow? I thought I'd ring a few and find out why they wrote to me.
Hello?
Hi, is Michaela there, please?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Michaela. It's Maynard here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Michaela, you sent me something in the mail I can't believe. You sent me the Barry Manilow scrapbook, his magical world in words and pictures. Where did you get this from?
I bought it in, like, a second-hand furniture shop.
Oh, look, I reckon this would be worth over
$2. Oh, I got a bit of a bargain then.
Well, what do you get it for?
10 cents.
10 cents? And you spent 10 cents and I was the first person you thought of, Michaela.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, boy, you people in Summerhill are really nice. Hey, what I really like is the 7-year-old Barry Manilow learning the accordion.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah, he really grew into his nose, didn't he?
He really did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Michaela, thanks for sending that in to Triple J and spending a whole 10 cents on me. I know how I sit in your life now.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. Anytime.
That's right. Just stay clear of the hottest spot north of Havana.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, is Jackie there, please?
Jackie's still asleep. Who's speaking?
It's Maynard, Fora.
Hello.
Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Rita.
Hey, you sent me a letter. Did I just get you out of bed?
Yeah.
Wake up! Sorry, I just had to do that there. Now, you've sent me a letter here, which has got some fairly major things, and basically what I want to clear up right now is that you said that you missed my Perth show. You were booked to come to my Perth show live, right?
Yeah.
That you ended up being dragged to the public library to discover that your boyfriend was all over another woman. Let's talk about this.
No. Hang on, let me get this right.
Okay, let's get this right. Let's get our facts right. I don't want to...
He wasn't my boyfriend.
Of course not.
Okay, I took him to my ball, but still everyone's kind of all upset that he kind of was all over this other girl at the library. But so then, anyway, I didn't go to your show, and I was really peeved about it, and it just... pissed me off.
Right, okay, fair enough. So you sent me a drawing of what can only be referred to as a Copacabana bikini. This is a bikini of which there is not much of, and you've sent a photo of Prince wearing it, which is pretty nice.
I could learn. new single from Kate Bush, Rubber Band Girl, mainly mixed. Prince playing on it. He's in the film clip. He's doing every bloody thing. Can't keep. He said, Prince, could you just stay out of this? But she said, no, I want to work with you, Kate. I love you. I really like your work. So Prince and Kate working together. 22 minutes away from 3 o'clock, an hour later in Tasmania. But of course, not all things that are released that are new are good. That's why we have a thing called Crappy New Releases.
Triple J.
Here once again welcoming you to Crappy New Releases, where we look for little bits of pooey in the carpet and vacuum them right out and have a close look at them. Whoa! Nick Berry is not something you eat. Nick Berry is a fantastic actor that we once last saw in EastEnders, and it's good to know he's as good a singer as he is an actor. Here he is doing that classic song done by I don't know who, Long Live Love. Nick, what great vocals!
True love must be the greatest thing. Now I sing a sing of the moon and stars above. How I love to be in love. We meet every night at 8, and I don't get home too late. I say to myself each day, baby, oh, long, long live love.
Ooh. Oh, I say to myself, long, yeah, Nick Berry, fantastic work there, Nick.
I don't have to use a knife or fork.
Holy's up, Mother Brown. Now, you thought that was bad. Anybody remember Hooked on Classics? Well, don't, because the Portsmouth Symphonia have decided to do their version of it. The Portsmouth Symphonia is a proper orchestra that, at the last minute, swap all their instruments around so no one can play them quite properly. Classical Massacre is a new one from them, and let's just listen to that fantastic backing track. Oompa, oompa, oompa. Crappy! I could be in that band. I love them. The Portsmouth Symphonia. Give them a big hand. Nick Berry, dinosaurs, an orchestra. Christ, the world is a crappy place.
We've got a bit of the backstage gossip from what went on at the Late Show last night. I've got to thank the cast and crew of the Late Show for helping me and Anne-Marie get along there last night. It wasn't easy. There was like two seats left up the back, right up the back. Like, you know, they were a bit embarrassed about having us in the audience. They made us sit right up the back. But it was good because we got a good overview of the whole thing. And it goes so quick. You think the show goes fast when you're watching on TV. It's like when you're watching it live. And, you know, often you think the performers just stay out the back. But while the other performers are doing their bits, you can see, you know, Mick Molloy sticking his head around or Jane sticking her head around, you know. They're all very supportive of each other. That's what I thought about the whole thing. And reasonably humble, too, for people that are so funny. I felt like I was going to go and say, hi, can I talk to you guys? And they'd say, get under the bus, Maynard. But they didn't. They're very nice. And they'll actually be on the radio as well in a minute with me backstage. But they'll also be on with Laurie Zion and Pete Castaldi tonight, grooving in Creatures of the Spotlight.
This week, Creatures of the Spotlight takes you into the world of TV comedy. In Australia, we'll be joined by The Late Show's Santo Chilaro, Jane Kennedy and Tony Martin.
The Keating government, we've made Saturday's paper much easier to carry home. Yeah, remember when the job section was like 1,500 pages?
And on his car phone somewhere in New York, Lorne Michaels, producer of America's Saturday Night Live and Coneheads. Plus the latest film and video releases all on Creatures tonight from 6 on Triple J.
Stay with the fun.
Woo-hoo!
Hear all the hits on swinging radio.
Wow, this is really exciting. I'm out the front of the ABC here in Gore Hill, Sydney tonight, where I am going to be for the taping of The Late Show. I'm pretty excited about it. And Anne-Marie's come along. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Maynard.
Anne-Marie's my producer, as you know here. And look, it's really exciting because we didn't know the ABC had a helicopter.
That's great. Do they do mystery flights?
Yeah, we're hoping to get out there later and go wee around the place. And there's the ABC tower up there. In fact, the Triple J transmitter's on that tower, Anne-Marie.
Let's go and pull it down.
Anne-Marie, look, we're going to get in there and see who's in the green room and have some fun with The Late Show as they broadcast their show from Sydney. Wow, this is really exciting.
I feel like Daryl Summers when you do that. Well, hello, Sydney. I'm so excited. I just can't fight it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. I'd like to say right from the start, I'm not from Melbourne. I've always thought it was a shithole. You got the Olympics and not us. So that's about as sucky as I'm going to get tonight. It's a bit of an exciting show, and we're all pretty excited to be in Sydney. We might just have to... Well, what we might have to do is a bit of creative visualisation. We might just have to pretend we're all on Oprah or Donahue. We've all just taken a couple of lines of cocaine. I've just told you that I'm a transvestite and I'm about to have an abortion. And on the count of three, we are going to go wild, we're going to go crazy, and we're going to meet each member from the cast of The Late Show. So one, two, three. Yeah. But I think this reception's piss weak. And I think we should just fuck off back to Melbourne.
Oh, Judith, it's good to see you once again.
Absolutely. Well, it's actually good to see you, Maynard, yeah, instead of just talking to
you. Normally we're on the end of a phone line with you.
I know, and that's always a bit tricky because you know us radio, you talk over each other. It's just not the same as the old in the flesh.
Yeah, we've got the eye contact, and here we are in a very crowded, the special ABC small room.
It's actually the ABC sauna, I'm beginning to suspect, because if I started sweating any harder, I think I'd be sort of floating in my own perspiration.
Now, you warmed up the audience tonight before the show. Is that usually your job? Do they sort of push you on with the broom before they all go on? Is it your job, Judith?
That is my job, I'm afraid. But it's that old stand-up trooper thing. I actually really, you get really nervous before the show, so it's actually a really good way for me to relax, to go out and perform to an audience, because that makes me feel like I'm more in a pub than a television studio.
Now, they can't really hear us, and by the time this goes to air, they'll never know. What was the Sydney audience like tonight? Were they crappy, poopy? What were they like?
No, I've got to be. I know this is going to sound really sucky.
Go for it, Judith. Don't muck about.
But they were really, I guess because... You know, the people really wanted to come and see the show, you know, like the people in Melbourne who we have to pay. They were a really great audience. They were really keyed up.
Look, Joe, thanks for talking to us. And what do you got planned for tonight in Sydney? It's Saturday night. Are you going to the sleazeball?
I'm afraid I am. And I'm going dressed as Catwoman, so I'm very excited.
Well, I'll see you there, Judith.
Okay.
Well, I'm talking perhaps the sexiest member of the Late Show cast now, Big Tony. Hi, Tony. How are you?
How are you doing? Good. Good to see you.
So where does the Late Show go from here? You go back to Melbourne, and how long have you got before you finish the year off?
We've got four more to do. And believe you me, we're counting them down.
So have you killed off your stand-up work? I've seen you a couple of times at Joke doing some funny stuff. Will you still get up there and be funny?
Oh, well, attempting to. Yeah, no, I'm still down the Gershwin Room at the Esplanade Hotel on the odd Tuesday.
And who are your funny Australian comics? Who do you like to see? What stand-up people do you like?
Anthony Morgan in Melbourne. He's very good. Greg Fleet. There's a lot of Melbourne people. Most of them aren't on the television, though.
You've got your own dry style. How long have you... you obviously like Doctor in the House and Man About the House and that sort of stuff. You've got a dry sense of humour. Where does that fit into your growing up?
I like Doctor in the House, but they ruined it when it became Doctor at Sea. But, Oh, I don't know. I'm from New Zealand.
Well, that explains everything. Tony, thanks for talking to us.
Anytime, man. Thank you.
Oh, we move along to the other female member of the cast now. It's Jane. Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm groovy, Maynard. Yeah.
You are groovy too. Now, what do you got planned for tonight? After a big show, you've been sweating, you've seen Lucky Grills. Obviously, you're turned on like every other woman in the room. What are you going to do?
Ooh, Lucky just sends shivers down my spine. Well, Jude's off to the sleazeball and she's got the Catwoman outfit. I'm so jealous. No, I think I might hit some clubs and...
Right. So you're a bit of a club. What's your favourite sort of music, Jane? What is on Jane's little Walkman when she goes jogging?
Well,
or power aerobics.
This will sound like I'm being really sucky and serious. Now, okay, I've got Us Three on at the moment on my CD player. And then I'm a bit of a Neil Young fan, so work that one
out. Neil Young, what, the Harvest album?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
get under the house. I hate Neil Young, but that's okay. You can like him. It's all right.
Okay.
Now, how did you find the Sydney show? How was the audience? What was it like doing it?
They were a whiz-bang audience. We loved it up here. We'd love to come back anytime. And it's very nice weather.
Well, of course, other people around Australia are saying, okay, what about the Brisbane show? What about the Adelaide, the Perth show? When does that happen?
Oh, stuff them.
Ah, fair enough. Thanks a lot, Jane.
Pleasure, Maynard. Thanks.
Oh, now we wind our way towards the end of this little meet and greet session, and it's over to Rob. Hi, Rob.
How are you, Maynard?
What was your highlight tonight? What was your moment where you thought, wow, it's stiffy time?
I stumbled on the word Sydney, I said. I spoke Samaranch for a moment there.
So how many bits do you normally do in a show live? Would you do 2 bits live in a show, 3 bits?
About 3 bits, yeah. I was the one that was roped into doing the impersonations early on, and I've never been able to extricate myself.
Why are you?
There's no real reason, mainly because it involves sitting in a makeup chair for about 2 hours.
Yeah, your nose is very good, your John Faye nose, great. The bridge up there was very nice.
It's all latex, as you would have picked up, Maynard.
I understand you're supplementing your income while you're here by working at a peep show at the Cross. Any truth in that? Well, I mean, the per diem's pretty low.
Per diem. Oh, hell, we're doing Latin. No, that's true. Yep. No, you got me. I'm doing a peep show. That's what I should do. I should stay up here. Why do I go back to Melbourne?
Okay, I'll be along to see you later. Picky booey, Robbie.
I'm wearing the gear I was going to take to the sleazeball.
Hello, Maynard. Last night as I got home, about a 10:30, there was a woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I get my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. I send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. Most of all, a good secretary to me. And not like this I feel, you'll always be close to me. And once I long to work nights and try to feel the moonlight, all work and no pay just cost me a wife. Take a letter, Maria, and read it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, I gotta start a new life. You know it's so hard to understand that she could find more pleasure in the arms of another man. Billy would have noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like a dinner with me? Take a letter, Maria. I pledge to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. I gotta start a new life.
Song I thought Tony Martin would appreciate. 2 minutes after 3 o'clock, an hour later in Hobart, a fine Melbourne outfit from 1982. And of course on trumpet there was Vince Jones before he became very expensive to get for session work, and the North Two Alaskans. Take a letter, Maria.
Hey, way to go, Madonna. But she also did the stuff about getting people to vote on the television. She's done that before.
Yeah, but then there was the big scandal when they found out she didn't vote herself.
Oh, she was too busy getting nude in the flag.
Of course, she was learning how to Vogue.
And also, we're going to be having a bit of a Madonna contest here on Triple J later in the year. So, listeners, stay.
Play a Madonna song for me.
No, I've got better than Madonna. I've got Ren and Stimpy.
Forget Madonna.
Okay, let's have some Ren. Do you ever watch them, or are they a bit passe for you now, Lance?
Well, I try to leave them and go to the new Beavis and Butthead, but I just didn't get it. Maybe I'm getting too old.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, Lance.
Give me Ren and Stimpy now.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Wizzleteeth. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
Quick children's song there for Lance. Good to sing along with. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy.
Joy. They're still the cool ones, right?
Oh, right. I mean, if Bart Simpson were alive, they're the ones he'd be watching.
You know it. We have to go, and when we go, we give you a guess who. Don't sue. Tinseltown's whispering that Oscar-winning superstar is having major troubles with her son, Maynard. Like father, like son.
Thank you, Lance, and the Hollywood Kids.
Dig you later.
Make my
Song I didn't hear at the Sydney Sleaze Ball last night, and it was a great night. Congratulations to all the people who organised it and put it on. Looking forward to Mardi Gras already. Oh, and speaking of Australian content, I've got a fair bit of Australian content. I've got most of Australia here in the studio. I've got the members of Yeah Yeah. Hi guys, how are you?
Hey, Adam.
Okay, let's do a sound off here. We got Jamie here. Andre, is he?
He's here.
Right, okay, right here. David?
Yep, I'm here.
John?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
John's
here.
The principal spokesman. Definitely. Lenny? Russell, and of course Stuart.
Present.
And Tony.
That's me.
Okay, and the manager?
Andrew.
Right, okay, we've got it all worked together there. Now, how long's Yeah Yeah been together? I mean, what have you been doing in Melbourne for this year?
Four and a half years. Started off playing a fair bit of ska and a bit of rockabilly R&B.
That's right. A couple of you guys were in what ska band?
No Nonsense.
Looney Tunes. No Nonsense.
Looney Tunes and No Nonsense.
Who actually appeared on Countdown doing Hawaii Five-O. And I remember seeing No Nonsense at the Albert Park Town Hall one Sunday afternoon. How would you describe your sound? Because you got your rockabilly, you got your ska. What do you reckon you are?
Rockabilly, swinging, ska, dance party, band, and everything in between.
Okay, well, where'd you play last night?
At the Sydney Saloon Bar.
What happened there?
Big. Yeah, we've got not very much room for stage diving, but we've got double basses and guitars strung up above people's heads.
Oh, great.
We've got sax players that go into the audience.
And stage diving off exit signs is not the smartest move. Yeah. I tried that last night at the saloon.
Bad move. The CD is called It's Summer, because it's not actually summer yet.
No, we just thought we'd get in ahead.
You're going early there. Yeah. Beat the Christmas rush.
Yeah, that's right.
Learn to Crawl.
Now, this is a song that was written by the current members of Yeah Yeah when they were with Looney Tunes, and we resurrected it and decided that we do it for a CD. It's a good ska dance.
Look, a couple of the guys here thought I should slow this down. They think it's a bit fast, do they?
Yeah, well, Rusty and I had our first try at producing when we made this one. And
just knocked the very speed on the tape.
We did, actually, because it sounds really loud. Either that or when you guys play it, you speed it up. I don't know.
Okay, look, well, why don't you introduce it tonight? Good luck at the St Mary's Band Club in Sydney tonight and next Friday at the Station Hotel in Greville Street. Introduce it for us, guys.
Okay, this is off our latest CD, Yeah Yeah, It's Summer. Learn to Crawl.
See you later, guys. Thanks for coming in. Round of applause for yourself.
Thank you very much.
4:30 here on Triple J. Let's bring a very special guest in. Kim Wilde, you haven't been teasing your hair. It's all swept back, Kim.
Oh, no, I know.
But you did tease it a couple of times in the 80s. I'm sure I saw you with teased hair.
Yeah, loads of back combing, loads of hairspray and all that kind of stuff. That's out the window now.
So is this your casual Sunday afternoon look?
My just got off the plane, please help my hair look.
Oh, right. Yeah, so it's a bad hair day for Kim Wilde, is it? I'm sorry.
It's not the best hair day.
Oh, look. Hey, look.
I did the best I could. What can I say?
No, it's okay. No, looking fine. You've still got the English leather on too there, I see.
Yeah.
Hey, did the Americans think you were a savage punk rocker when you first came out? Were people scared of you?
I think they were, yeah, because I never smiled and stuff, which is mostly because I just hated doing that cheesy, okay, I'll smile for the camera vibe. So I used to just sort of look at a camera, but... I think they just thought I was really mean.
Yeah, well, I've got in front of me the singles collection from you, which goes from All the Way Kids in America, the first one there, through till If I Can't Have You, which is the current single. You've got a new one out called In My Life in England.
Yeah, because In My Life's coming out in a few weeks' time. We had plans to release a Kids in America remix, which a lot of people weren't too happy with at the time when it came through, so we had to go for In My Life, which we've remixed, actually. West End have remixed it, and we had to quickly make a video for it the other day.
Yes, you were supposed to play the sleazeball last night in Sydney, but that didn't happen.
No, it happened because of that, because we got this kids remix through. It wasn't what we wanted. So I said, right, okay, it's got to be In My Life. And so suddenly all systems go, and I was making a video all day.
What does Kim Wilde do when she's got to make a video in 10 minutes before she gets on the plane? Well, how do you do?
Yeah, exactly.
What's it look like?
I'm wearing kind of like silver flares and a silver bomber jacket. Hey. In fact, it would have been perfect for the ball. It had been gold, because the theme was gold, wasn't it?
Gold, yeah.
So I was kind of like really excited about that.
Oh, great. And have you got people dancing with you in the film clip?
I get to like play an electric guitar and sit on a Norton and just sort of look, like, just be really stupid.
Not a bad way to do things. Now, let's see now. That's 81 Kids in America, wasn't it?
Yeah.
1981 there. Because I remember when I first went to a club, I remember dancing to View from a Bridge. That was like, that's my earliest memories of a club. But this is before that. Yeah. And I was just reading the biography here, and the interesting bit I like is that at the time you were hanging around with Kirsty MacColl.
Yeah.
And you girls were dating some guys in the band Ten Pole Tudit, correct?
Yeah, we were.
Oh, right. And did they sing Wonderbar? Did they? Okay.
And
then you said you'd get all these pop stars staying in the same hotel for 2 days, causing absolute mayhem, ridiculous rock and roll behaviour. Mm. I really wasn't one of the lads, and I could understand that, but I did my fair share. What does this mean? You threw the occasional television out the window?
Just the occasional one, you know, not too many. But, I mean, there was a lot of fun to be had, especially in places like Germany. They used to have these wild televisions for whole weekends.
Are you a big star in Germany?
Yeah, I do really well in Germany, all over Europe, really. Oh, right. So I've spent most of my time since the early 80s travelling in and out of Europe.
And did you scare the Europeans as much as you scared the Americans?
I don't know if I really scared the Americans that much, did I?
Someone said to me in the record library, I was saying, I'm having Kim Wilde on. They said, oh, yes, Kim Wilde. She was part of that movement. A lot of people compared her to Deborah Harry, and they thought she's pretty much the same person sort of thing, but I never thought that.
I seem to remember at the time that America was sort of like talking about the second wave of Brits sort of in America after the first wave.
Yes, there was you and Spandau Ballet.
Yeah, I think so. And I don't know, they were like talking about this. I mean, obviously not being there, I had no comprehension of what they were going on about.
Because it's pretty funny that the same week the Kids in America was in, you had on the charts Adam and the Ants, Ultravox, Stray Cats, Toya, who only really have one hit in this country, I Want to Be Free, Rainbow, Shaky, Shaken Stevens, and Madness. So of course, Joe Dolce as well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Shout out to you.
Where's he gone to? Hey, he had a track on the Terminator soundtrack, had a song on that, and he made a bit of money off it there. Look, we've got Kim Wilde. I'll be talking to you. What do you want me to play off your singles collection first?
Oh, why don't you play Never Trust a Stranger? That's so naughty.
Ooh, wait, where's that? That's track 13. Now where did this come in your career? Was this late 80s?
It wasn't the Close album. It was kind of like 86, 87 or something. Okay. I can't remember. I get mixed up with my years.
Okay, you feel like taking a few questions from the listeners?
Sure.
Okay, now if you want to ask a few questions, or just have a chat to Kim Wilde, ask what she's been up to, or, you know, what's a hairstyle, hairstyling tips for blondes, she'll do it there. Number's 008-021-060. Give us a ring, 008-021-060 on the Monada phone. Back in a minute.
Touch of the sky.
Kim Wilde here on Triple J from her singles collection, and that was...
Never Trust a Stranger.
Ah, right. Now, how do you feel about the tabloids in England? They're pretty strange. Have the tabloids given you a hard time, like Kim's Wild Love Nest? Anything like that happened?
Yeah, I mean, they're always picking up on what I do. Somehow they always find out what's going on, and they just kind of elaborate on very simple things to make them out to be very naughty. But I'm not that naughty.
So have you had the Danny Minogue problem of the Kim Wilde is fat rumours? Did they start passing that one around too, did they, or not?
Yeah, but actually that was quite true because I put on some weight a few years ago, so I absolutely deserved that. But, you know, you put yourself in the public eye and you just got to take what you get thrown at you, good and bad. And mostly I have to say it's been really good. The press have been great with me worldwide.
All right. Let's have a listen. I've got a few callers who have got some questions to ask. First of all, our first caller is going to be Kelly in Hobart. Kelly, what's your question for Kim Wilde?
Well, I don't actually have a question.
Oh, you got
I just thought she'd like to hear a cute little story.
Hi.
It's a bit tacky, actually.
Is it about a puppy?
No, it's not about a puppy. Okay. It's about my husband and I when we first met. The song You Came was really popular then.
Yeah.
And it sort of summed up the way we felt about each other and how our lives sort of started to change.
Aww.
And sort of was
and you
our
still
theme
do.
Song. It's a bit tacky, but...
But then you still do feel about each other, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't sound too sure there.
And he used to have this big cardboard cutout of you.
Oh.
And he thinks you're absolutely hot.
And you made him get rid of it, didn't you? And
yes. He gave it to his best friend.
Hey, now, was that a big hit, You Came? I mean, I don't know of that song, actually.
Yeah, You Came is one of my biggest selling records, and it was on my biggest selling album to now, Close, yeah.
Oh, gee, I don't know why. I must admit. So I lived in Newcastle.
And Newcastle you're just making excuses.
The Newcastle radio
is
very
different.
Doesn't
wash with me, yeah.
But it was played on the radio a lot in Hobart, wasn't it, Kelly?
Yes, it was. Maybe.
It's your song anyway. Thanks for ringing, Kelly.
You're welcome.
We've got Colin there too. Hi, Colin, what's your question for Kim?
I'm going to a party she's going to be at, and I wanted to know if it was okay to come up and say hello and give her a kiss on the cheek.
Sure.
Should I ask you what party this is, Colin?
No, I'm not going to say where it's going to be because everyone else will come.
Yeah, fair enough. They're okay, right? So, okay, you can come up and give her a kiss. It's okay, Kim?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and you can say it was Colin who was on the radio the other day.
Okay.
That's okay. Blame me. Thanks a lot, Colin. Got Miro, who's done great artwork in their time. Miro, in Adelaide. Hi.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
I've got some questions about just videos for you. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you ever did videos for Water on Glass and also for Time, because I've never seen any.
Right. Water on Glass is like the third single I did, and we didn't do one. And Time, we made a great video for, which it was shot in Florence in Italy, and it was really good.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite video yourself, one that's really got good memories for you?
I think the UK one, because a lot of it was shot in Berlin when I was opening for Michael Jackson, and we used a lot of the footage from that tour, and that was definitely one of the highlights of my career, spending 3 months on that tour. So the UK kind of captures that whole period of time for me.
What's your opening for Michael Jackson?
That was in like 88 or something, yeah.
So what was he like then?
He was very, pretty aloof, you know, or should I say very private.
And what do you reckon of the stories that are going around at the moment? What do you reckon?
I don't really know. I wouldn't really like to comment too much.
Not comment either way. Okay. No. Bob. Hiya, Bob. You got a question for Kim Wilde.
Oh, hi, Kim.
Oh, hi, Bob.
I'm just coming home from a barbecue with a mate of mine, Bill, and we just...
Are you just coming home?
Yeah, we're going home and then we're going to go out again, but
sweet.
We went to a barbecue this afternoon and we heard you on the radio and we're both big fans of yours.
Yeah.
You in Sydney?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Are you playing concerts or...
Not this time. Maybe next February because I'm doing some concerts then. So hopefully I'll be back then to do some concerts.
Oh, great.
Yeah, this time I'm just doing... I'm doing a lot of TV and a lot of radio, which is good.
Just promoting.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I've never seen you live, but it'd be great.
Oh, great. Okay, I look forward to that.
Have you played live in this country before?
No, I haven't. So it'd be great. Oh, we're planning some stuff in Japan then in February, next February. So.
Okay, well, holding your pants real tight, Bob. You got to wait there. And so what shows are you doing? Do you know what shows you're going to be on yet, or is only your publicist know that at this stage? Because I'm just taking a guess, you'd probably be on the Visage show, I reckon.
Yeah.
You'd probably be on Hey Hey It's Sad Day.
Yeah.
What other ones do you think she might be on?
I'm on the morning show tomorrow.
The morning show with Bert Newton? Is it the morning show with Bert Newton that Kim's on? They can't hear us. They've both got a blank look on their face, which could lead me to believe that perhaps you are on the back. That's okay. Now, just don't touch Bert's toupe if you're on with him. He's got a toupee. Don't touch it
because
you'll be in a lot of trouble there. Look, I think we should go to the song that started it all for you, Kids in America. And like I said, the Rapino Brothers remixed this, and it just didn't come out right. Well, no, the record company didn't think so.
No, I liked it. Rapino Brothers did a fantastic in-your-face remix of Kids in America, which I love. In fact, we're still working on remixes of Kids in America. Once we get the one that we feel is good for a single, we're going to release it anyway. We're going to release all the mixes that we've been getting.
Yeah. Is that a problem? Like, you like it, but the record company doesn't. So you haven't actually got the clout to put it on over them. Is that the problem at the moment?
Well, that's not really a problem because I'm sort of in the minority anyway in my camp.
All right.
I mean, I like it and my brother likes it. Mind you, we've got a big vote. You'd think
you
it
and
would
your
swing,
brother, yeah, huh? I reckon. Well, didn't your brother produce the original?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, well, I mean, we heard it and we loved it. It's going to come out at some point, but just not as a single just now.
Oh, look, hang on. Look, I've just got, yes, you're on the Today Show tomorrow, the Visage Show on Thursday. Hey, hey.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
yes, Bert Newton.
And his toupee.
And his toupee. Back to Kim Wilderman. Don't forget our number, 08021060. Have you got a question for Kim? America here on Triple J on Sunday Afternoon Fever. My name's Maynard and her name's Kim Wilde.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying that that was your brother doing the backing vocals and your boyfriend at the time as well.
Yeah.
La, 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 sing. They sound like they're having a lot of fun there.
Yeah, he was cool. Alan Cowley. He was the sort of guitar hero and they were writing a lot about him in Sounds and stuff, Enemy at the time. He should have been a great star, but never came to be.
It was a bit of the Flavour of the Month Club, was it? That
yeah,
sort of thing.
It was.
Well, we've got a few people on the phone here. We won't be on for a month, but they'll be on for a while. We've got Stephen in Sydney. Hi, what's your question for Kim Wilde? Stephen?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Stephen.
Hello. I heard a rumour a long time ago. Are you Billy Idol's sister?
No.
It's the hair, isn't it? That's what you thought it was, Stephen.
Probably is.
Now, where did you hear... I love these. Where did you hear this one from, Stephen?
Well, it's a friend of mine who is in the music industry, actually. And, he just told me that one day, and I thought, oh, well, you know.
I've looked at him sometimes. I thought he looked a bit like me. In the past, I went to a party years ago, and before I was, like, very famous, and he was standing in a corner. And I remember I'd just dyed my hair blonde, and he was, like, looking at me, and I was kind of looking at him, and we were, like, looking at each other, wondering... I suppose we were thinking the same thing, that we did kind of look like each other years ago.
Really?
But not anymore.
Hey, what colour are your eyes?
Those dreadlocks and stuff. What's he doing to his hair?
He's a blue. What colour are yours?
Mine are blue.
All right, just look a bit greeny in this light. But see, mine are red, because the sleeves were last night.
So red.
And look, my producer around me with a little nose cast. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. It's so cute.
It's very cute. I've got Ian in Brisbane. Hi, Ian. What's your question for Kim?
Yeah, hi, Kim.
Ian.
I was wondering, do you prefer the 80s style of music or the 90s style?
Mm. Oh, wow. I mean, it's kind of generalising, really. Yeah, there's a lot of music
in the 80s. Define yourself a bit more there, Ian.
Well, we've hit this sort of whole generation of music now, which is like this 6-8 time, which is sort of a more heavy style of music. The 80s was a lighter, I thought it was a more danceable style. I was wondering which you preferred.
Well, I mean, I love music in the 80s, but I'm really into music now. I mean,
you can't really compare Adam the Ants and Nirvana, I don't think.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I think music has to move on and music has to change. And I mean, obviously, you can have your own preferences. That's only natural. I mean, obviously, you have yours. But for me, I mean, I love the way that music progresses. I love the way it changes and keeps fresh and keeps really vital and doesn't sort of keep harking back to the past. I like music that's happening right now.
Andrew in Sydney, what's your question for Kim Wilde?
This is me, is it?
Yeah, that's you, Andrew. You are Andrew in Sydney. Just look at your watch.
All right, this is okay. I'm just wondering what she's getting up to when she's out here for, and how long she's out here for.
Well, how long are you out here for? We know you're doing the TV stuff and probably a bit of press interviews, but how long are you out here for?
I think it's only just a week, actually. I'm here for 3 days, then I go to Melbourne for a couple of days.
All right, and then back to Thailand for some raving on the way home.
I'd like to do that, but I'm going to Japan. Do some more work there, and then I go back and I go a lot of work when I get back.
Japan seems like the sort of place that would probably go for you, wouldn't it? Big way, wouldn't they?
And they have indeed.
What do they like about you? What's the thing that they say they like about you the most, Japanese?
I think they just, they like my music.
Oh, okay. Because they often say, like, we like your hair or we like your eyes. Or they usually have something like that.
I guess they like that too.
They get that too.
They like blonde people apparently, but I don't know.
Karen in Adelaide, you're blonde?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, that's all right. We won't hold that against you. I'm not either. Karen, what's your question? You're our last caller for Kim Wilde.
Lucky last. Kim, I've enjoyed listening to your music over the last decade, and a lot of it sounds like to be based on, like, real-life sort of experiences. Is that right, and is that, like, from you or from the people around you?
I mean, are you talking about my albums?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of the singles are slightly more detached. Not all of them. I mean, You Came was a very personal song. But a lot of the stuff that I write on the albums is incredibly personal. It's kind of like diary stuff. Absolutely. From experiences in my life, absolutely. That's how music should be.
Oh, cool. Well, look, thanks for everyone who called in here on Triple J this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And thanks for coming in, Kim. One last song, and you've been choosing them all. Why do you want to be the last one to go out with?
Why don't you just play my new record?
Okay, so is that If I Can't Have You or In My Life?
If I Can't Have You.
Okay, that's track number 16. That's great just working with one CD and a guest. It's not much problem at all. Kim, thanks for coming in here.
Thanks, it's been a pleasure.
Look, next time you're coming around, do drop in and say hello.
I will. Thanks.
Jason Wild, thank you very much for coming in on Triple J this afternoon. It's been a lot of fun here on Sunday Afternoon Fever. Woo!
On maynard.com.au.